This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacist and nutritionist have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I am your host for the next hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for joining me. Feel free to stream the show live if you're not near a radio or you have an out-of-state friend who might be interested in listening by going to www.federalnewsradio.com. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM. Giving you lots of helpful tips related to health and wellness. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, a naturopathic doctor, and it's my job to help people find natural solutions to their health and wellness needs. If you want, you can check me out by going to www.greenhealingnow.com. Today, of course, we have a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to an exercise physiologist who's going to be discussing some very, very important issues related to exercise, exercise management, how to start a good exercise program. In this show, what I'm excited about is it's going to have great information for people who are just interested in getting started on an exercise program, all the way to people who are high-level athletes. So stay tuned because we're going to have a lot of great information for you today. And I always encourage listeners, if you want to send in any questions for me to answer on the air, you can feel free to email them to me. You can email them to Dr. Passero. So it's Dr. Passero, DrPassero at gmail.com. Send in your questions and I will read them on the air and answer them for you. So I want to just give a little bit of a backstory about how I met this guy who's going to be our special guest. In the spring, in March, I went to camp as an adult. But the camp I went to was Hammer Cycling Camp. So basically, you got to check this out. This was just such a great experience for anybody out there who's a cyclist or who's interested in triathlons or anything like this. This is just so much fun. Basically, you head out to Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, and you stay at a beautiful house. And for like $300 a day, they cook all your meals for you, healthy meals. These are nutrition programs that are 100% in line with the nutrition programs that I recommend to people. Super healthy eating and eating that is designed to help you perform really well. You have guided rides every day where they take you out for two-hour rides and some of the most beautiful scenery in Arizona, and they have wonderful resources of people there to help you improve your athletic performance. So if you're a triathlete, they help you figure out swimming, running, biking. For me, it was just cycling. So they have people out there giving you tips. And Jim was one of the guys out there who was one of the experts, and we got to talking, and he became an extremely valuable resource in helping me understand how to get my exercise performance up. Now, I'm not a competitive cyclist. I'm not a racer or competitor. I just do it for recreation and to stay in shape because I know how important exercise is for optimal health. So for me, it's just a way to get outside, enjoy myself, and keep my body in shape. And I think some of the things that Jim shared with me while I was out at camp in Arizona are going to be really valuable things that he's going to share with you. And this is going to be for people, again, who are interested in just getting into an exercise program or people who are already really involved with it. So let's first kind of talk about if you're not an avid exerciser, right? You're not out there doing exercise four or five times a week, really in good shape. Why would you want to exercise, right? So everybody knows pretty much that exercise is good for health. But I think it's really important to put it into context, because the more I do what I do as a naturopathic doctor, and the more I understand how to help people improve their health and wellness, whether it's to sustain excellent health as they get older, or whether it's to address a health concern that they're actively dealing with, I learn more and more that exercise is a huge piece of it. About a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, I spent 4 days out in California at a big conference. It's put on by the folks at the Institute for Functional Medicine, IFM. They're a big leader in training physicians in looking at health from a more holistic, what they call functional perspective, and really represent some of the most brilliant minds in the field of integrative medicine today. Jeffrey Bland is a brilliant researcher. Dean Ornish, who's written a lot of books and done a lot of groundbreaking research on heart disease and nutrition and lifestyle approaches to heart disease. All these lectures, 4 days nonstop. And the topic of the conference was actually about working with oncology and cancer issues. But what was interesting to me is how much exercise came up in treating, whether it was heart disease or dealing with cancer issues. So not that exercise is going to get rid of your cancer issue, but what it was discussing was how integral exercise is in dealing and improving outcomes for any kind of cancer patient. So this might be somebody who's obviously has a cancer, or we're also talking about prevention, reducing risk. So, and it really brings us back to the other point, which has really been opening my eyes in the last year as I've been looking at a lot of the research coming out related to diet and nutrition, is that our genetics are able to be influenced. We all think that what we're born with from our mom and our dad and the conditions that they had, it's what we have. But what we understand when we're looking at twin studies and other research is that environment has a huge impact on the outcome of our health, way more than genetics is what we're starting to understand. So somewhere between 85 to 90% of the variability of how your health is expressed is going to be related to environment, which is could be the stress levels that you have around you, the food that you eat, the exercise programs you engage in, the amount of pollution or toxicity that you're exposed to. So there are these incredibly modifiable ways that we can dictate how our health is expressed. A wise doctor once told me that, you know, health is the favorable expression of your genes and disease is the unfavorable expression of your disease. And what we're learning is there are a lot of ways that you can manipulate that expression. So I'm going to read you some statistics to get you motivated about exercise in case you are not already motivated. And I got these statistics from a great article that was in the Wall Street Journal, came out right after the new year in January, and I pulled these stats because I thought they were so incredibly convincing. So here is the summary of some major findings about just regular exercise, and they were referring to the standard recommendation, which is basically 30 minutes of mild to moderate exercise 5 days a week, which is what's recommended for most Americans. So, seven things. Number one, regular exercise lowers the risk of stroke by 27%, reduces the incidence of diabetes by approximately 50%, reduces the incidence of high blood pressure by approximately 40%, can reduce mortality and the risk of recurrent breast cancer by approximately 50%. So there we go back to that cancer statistic. Can lower the risk of colon cancer by over 60%. Can reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease by approximately 40%. And can decrease depression as effectively as Prozac or behavioral therapy. So those are seven incredibly compelling reasons to consider starting an exercise program. So without further ado, I want to bring on my guest, Jim Berkowitz, and he founded the Endurance Performance LTD in 1992 to provide physiological testing and specific training programs for endurance athletes. Jim received his master's degree from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He was a lecturer there in the kinesiology department for 15 years and recently left teaching to study and write about electromuscular stimulation, which is really pretty cool stuff. He also developed and coached a water running and master swimming program for the University of Wisconsin Hospital and Clinic Sports Medicine Facility. So, Jim, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you heard my intro. I'm sure you can also tout all sorts of good stuff that exercise does for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I found it interesting that you were talking about the environment and the effect that it has on someone's genetics. And I think what I've really tried to influence with people is their internal environment. Their external environment, I think, is a little bit harder to influence. We can move around. We can change where we live. But there are a lot of things that that we can't really control. With the internal environment, we have an opportunity to have a lot more influence on it. And I think it's by influencing that internal environment that we're able to see those kinds of benefits that you were talking about as far as reducing the risk of a lot of common diseases and increasing our mortality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, all of those things that I read, stroke, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, you know, these are the top causes of death and medical costs in our country today. You know, so it really is very applicable for every American who's listening. And if you do have a good internal environment, if you're eating right and you're exercising, your body is likely to be more tolerable to stressors in your external environment.
Yeah, so, I agree. I agree completely with that. And, you know, I think that a good reason that most people who are regularly subscribing to exercise, why they do that is because just because it feels good. I mean, it's not something that they're doing necessarily. I mean, sure, people are doing it in order to extend their life. They're doing it to avoid some common diseases.
Right, and you're so right.
Because improving the quality of their life.
Exactly, because when I'm out there on the bike and I'm riding or I'm exercising, I'm not thinking about, oh, man, if I do another 30 miles, I'm going to live another 20 minutes later on in life. I mean, you're out there because it feels good. Your blood's flowing, your mood is up, you know, you're feeling better about your body, your self-confidence is up, you know, your muscle strength is up, your brain works better. I mean, you're doing it because it feels good, which is really the best reason why people should be out there exercising.
That's right. That's what brought me to exercise at an early age and has kept me at it for decades. And it's my excitement with the way I feel while I'm exercising as well as after I'm exercising that I like sharing with people, and that's why I pursued this coaching business where I'm trying to help people with planning their exercise, getting the most out of the precious time that they have, that they can devote to exercise in what's otherwise a pretty busy lifestyle for
yep.
people.
So we're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back from the break, this is where we're really going to be getting and digging into Jim's expertise, and he's going to teach us and talk to us about some of the most important tips that he gives his athletes. And again, this is going to be really beneficial for someone who's thinking about starting an exercise program, or if you were like me when I headed out to Hammer Camp, already a pretty well-conditioned athlete, but you know, wanted to improve how I was doing. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. And don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and you're going to be with me for the next hour. We're talking about important tips for learning how to exercise safer and better. So if you listen to the first segment, I was discussing how I myself, a pretty conditioned athlete, was able to improve my athletic performance with some very important tips. And the same tips apply to someone who is just getting into an exercise program. And of course, as always, we have a great special guest on the phone who I met at a training facility out in Arizona, who's going to share with us some of the most important tips that he shared with me. Now, just to kind of give you some quick updates here, I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and I'm a naturopathic doctor. If you would like, you can email me questions that I'd be happy to answer for you when I'm on the air by emailing them to Dr. Passero, DrPassero, at gmail.com, and I'd be happy to read your emails and answer those for you. We'll be doing that later in the show. And also just want to mention that the show is brought to you and sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, located right over in Bethesda, Maryland on West Cedar Lane. They have been in the area for over 40 years, serving people's health and wellness needs. They have a wonderful pharmacy with the most amazing, nicest pharmacists you will ever meet. And I know that because I know them very well. They have a compounding department that can do custom hormones and any kind of custom pharmaceutical compounding that you need, which is a wonderful resource. They're one of few in the area. And they have over 10,000 different vitamin, supplement, nutrition products and a whole array of herbalists and nutritionists and other staff members that are there to help you. So if you're interested in health and wellness, head over to the Village Green. It really is a great resource. So I want to bring back on the phone with me now Jim Berkowitz, who has been working and coaching professional athletes for a while now, and he's going to start sharing with us some of his tips about how to get on a good exercise regime and all the good tips that he shared with me. So, Jim, you still there?
I am.
Okay, great. So let's talk about first, I mean, in the first segment I read off those seven bullet points of like, you know, if you're not exercising already, here's seven reasons why you should. But we also talked about how probably one of the reasons why most people exercise is just because it feels really good, you know. And I want to sort of help people. You have some good tips. If you're not exercising, you're not a regular exerciser, how do you motivate people to start on an exercise regimen besides scaring them by saying, if you don't exercise, you're more likely to die of heart disease, cancer, stroke, have dementia, and all that other stuff that I mentioned?
Yeah, it's a challenge to get people started. People that exercise feel good. They know what that's like, and that encourages them and brings them back to exercise on a regular basis.
But I'm guilty of it myself. I get out of my exercise regimen. It's kind of like
right.
You start to feel kind of lazy. It's like harder and harder to get back into it, and then time passes, you know.
you have to try and increase the fun factor of it. You have to try and decrease the just plain work, and I'm not getting anything out of this factor that's involved with that. And so I think a lot of people, when they decide that they want to take up an exercise program, they've worked themselves up to a higher degree of motivation, certainly. And a lot of times they want to hit the ground running, so to speak, at a quick pace. And a lot of times that's just too much. You know, it's important to look at where you are currently. So if you're spending a lot of time sitting around and you're not that active, to decide that you're going to start an exercise program and become very active right off the bat, it's not going to work very well, because, you know, what you're going to experience is all the discomfort with exercise, and you're not going to be able to stay with it long enough to start to feel good and realize the benefit, because that's going to take a little bit of time. You know,
right.
I mean, within 2 week period, certainly people can notice a dramatic difference, but we got to get people from not doing anything to doing something regularly for 2 weeks so that they can start to get the positive feedback that's going to keep bringing them back. So I think you take small steps. You know, may find an activity. Maybe you want to use running because it's a very, you know, it's a very efficient way of exercising. You can get a lot done in a short amount of time. But maybe that's too much to start with. Maybe there's an activity that's been fun for you in the past, and just getting you active and ready to start that running program, for instance, might be a good way to get a start. And, you know, and take small steps. So if someone is going to start running and they haven't been, you know, you're not going to want to go out and run 3 miles the first time you run. I mean, you might want to go out and just run for 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is that you do it consistently. So you don't want to set yourself up with an exercise program and a plan that's not going to support your being able to consistently visit it, because one workout's not going to make somebody fit. It's really going to be the collection of a bunch of smaller workouts that's going to start to develop fitness for someone, and then they'll start to appreciate it and feel good from it. So, you know, it can't be a big incremental change in what you're accustomed to.
Right, which we're going to talk about later, also is more likely to make you prone to injury.
Correct.
So, you know, some other tips that we talked about, you know, when we were doing the pre-interview is also finding a group, right? So a workout buddy, maybe a friend who also needs to lose weight or wants to get in shape, because then you have somebody else that you're kind of accountable to, and you guys can also sort of have more of a social aspect to it. You can watch each other's changes and enjoy the process together, right? Or any other kind of larger group.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like a running group or something like that.
Sure, that's become very popular. And most communities have actually quite a few groups like that, because it has become popular over time, and people realize that they're going to enjoy exercise and be more successful at sticking with it if they do it with others, if they do it with their friends. And as a result, I mean, there are master swimming groups
mm-hmm.
that have popped up. There are many times a store that will sell running shoes will have group runs.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of times those stores will have, for some local running event, they'll have a training program that lasts for a number of weeks where you get not only more fit because you're running, but you also get instruction from people who are seasoned runners, and you get to do it with others.
Right, absolutely. I mean, I know all the biking, cycling stores around the area, they always have group rides. They always have sort of community stuff like that. So that's one way to join a group. I will tell you the number one way that I have ever watched my patients get themselves into shape or get on a regular exercise program is
mm-hmm.
signing up for an event.
Absolutely.
That is always the clincher. And even personally, I will tell you that the only reason sometimes why I am motivated to stay and get on my bike is because I have an event coming up, whether it's just a social event where we do a big, you know, ride from, you know, the Potomac area all the way down to the Delaware beaches at the end of the summer, or whether it was staying in shape all through the winter to come out and do the Hammer Camp where I met you. You know,
sure.
I knew I had something that I had to do, and I've seen people do it. There's the MS walks in the area. There's the Susan Komen breast cancer walks. I mean, there's so many events around that. I just encourage people to pick one, sign up for it, and that will help keep you motivated because you know you have this deadline of this event.
That's right. I mean, in a way, I guess it's kind of scaring people into exercising because they want to challenge themselves in an event, and they know that they're going to have to exercise regularly in order to accomplish their goal. And there are many group and goal events out there. There's multiple sclerosis rides that take place.
Yep.
One of the biggest groups is the Team in Training, which is a group that's raises money for leukemia. And they get involved in both running and triathlon events, and those are really well supported, even to the point of people having uniforms, that they race in, so they're part of a big group.
Yeah, it's a win-win all the way around. You feel good about raising money for a cause, you get yourself in shape, it's great to have a friend, sign up with you. Then you guys can do it together. Yeah, and
it's much easier the next time around to. I have some family that are visiting that we have an event in Madison, Wisconsin that's a marathon, a half marathon, and a quarter marathon. So they piled into town to do the event, and they got started with Team in Training. They're no longer doing it because they learned enough by participating that they know how to train themselves now. And they know how to complete a race. They know the strategies that are involved.
Yep.
All that.
Yep. So that's great. I mean, I even had two mother and daughter teams, and they weren't in great shape when they first came to see me, and they signed up for mini triathlons. And, man, this mom, did she get herself into shape. It was tough work, but did she look and feel phenomenal by the time that mini triathlon came up? I mean, that's a lofty goal, but that was just a great example of how seeing signing up for an event, and she did it with her daughter and a friend and her daughter, and it was a great experience all the way around.
Right. People get hooked.
Yep.
And, when people frequent exercise enough, it really becomes a lifestyle, and it's something that people don't want to give up.
Yep, absolutely.
Because it does feel so good, and who wants to just throw pleasure out the door?
Yep. So, listen, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to really be getting into the heart of the issues here. I want you to talk to us about some of the most, some of the biggest questions people have when it comes to starting an exercise regimen, like how do I avoid injury, even if I'm a seasoned athlete or if I'm just starting a program? How do I know how to keep myself hydrated, especially with all the heat and everything that's going on right now this time of year? There's very specific ways about how you keep yourself hydrated from getting hurt. The food choices you can make to make yourself a better exerciser, or if you're just getting into an exercise program, how to eat to maximize the weight loss potential, and other like questions about stretching and warming up. Do I stretch before, after? So Jim has got a ton of awesome information for us. When we come back from the break, we're going to be covering all that stuff. So I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. This is The Essentials of Healthy Living on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenix. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM. You can stream the show live over the internet by going to www.federalnewsradio.com. Don't forget, the shows are also archived on their site right after we finish them, usually within a day or so. So you can always listen to our previously archived shows. We're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a wonderful health and wellness pharmacy located here in Bethesda, Maryland. Been here for over 40 years. If you haven't been by the store and you have health and wellness questions or needs, it's a great resource to stop on in. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, a naturopathic doctor. I have offices in Annapolis, Bethesda, and Washington, D.C. You can check me out by going to www.greenhealingnow.com. Also, don't forget, if you have questions that you want me to address or answer on the air, which we're going to be doing later in the show, you can email them to me by emailing to Dr. Passero, D-R-P-A-S-S-E-R-O, at gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful host, Dana Lake, will be covering a great show next week as well. So thanks so much, everybody, for listening. If you've been tuning into the show, we've been talking about starting an exercise program and the benefits of exercise. I have a wonderful special guest on the phone, Jim Berkowitz, who's been specializing in working with high-level athletes and improving their performance. And he's going to share with us today some important tips for anybody who is new to exercise or, like myself, how I met him at a training facility, somebody who is a pretty seasoned athlete but wanted to improve their exercise performance above where it's already at. And it's amazing. You know, I've been a pretty avid cyclist for 5 or 6 years now, and just some of the simple tips that Jim shared with me when we met was just so fundamental in helping me to perform even better. And they were super simple things that I would have thought I would have already known. So, Jim, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the last segment we talked about how to get people off their butts, off the couch, outside, get on an exercise regimen. Now let's say we motivated somebody to actually do that. Let's teach them how to prevent injury, how to stay hydrated, the foods to eat, how to make it where they want. So let's start with injury issues, because this runs the gamut from people just starting exercise all the way to seasoned athletes like myself. It's not very uncommon for people who are pretty well conditioned to overtrain or do something. They strain a muscle, they hurt their knee, their ankle, something goes on. So talk to us about fundamentals regarding preventing injury while exercising.
I think the most fundamental to it is exercise is really an emotional endeavor. You know, it doesn't operate on a level of rationality when we're out there doing it. It's all about how we feel when we're out there exercising. And exercise draws us right in. You know, adrenaline is released as we're exercising. It's really begging us, at least for a while, to do more and more. And after we accomplish a workout, and we feel really good about that, you know, we want more. And people will overdo it. It's a very common mistake that people make.
And I tell you, I'm so guilty of this, especially at the beginning of each season, which is the worst time, you know, because I have this you know, self-image of myself where it's like, you know, I got to work harder, you know, I feel so out of shape, you know, I feel like such a wimp on the bike, I really got to push it, you know, and I think people, when they first get into an exercise regime, especially men, have that tendency where they want to be tougher and stronger than their bodies are ready for.
That's right, and you know, if you're not challenging yourself, you're really not gaining fitness, but at the same time, you have to show some restraint. It helps to have a plan, for one thing. So whatever it is that you're used to, yeah, you can increase slightly above that. There are some rules of thumb that have been around for a long time with running, for instance. If someone runs 15 miles in a week, they shouldn't run more than 16 and a half miles total in the following week. So that would be a 10% increase. It shouldn't, you know, that's just a way of trying to hold people back. Instead of running 15 miles one week and feeling great about it, and the next thing you know, you're running 25 miles the next week, there's a good chance that that's just too much, and it sets you up for getting injured.
And the same could go true if you're talking about a walking regimen or, you know, any kind of exercise regimen.
Yeah, if you can somehow measure it, maybe length of time, you know, either how hard you're going or the length of time. If you have a way of measuring that, even if it's a crude estimate, you can use that as your baseline for what you're accustomed to, and then don't plan on doing more than 10% more of that on a weekly basis. When people are out in the middle, you know, in the throes of exercise, and maybe they're wondering how much more they should do or how hard they should work the next segment of their workout or whatnot, I think it's very helpful if you ask yourself some questions. A good question to ask yourself is, you know, am I doing enough work where I'm going to make some gains from what I've done? You know, so say you're out there and you're feeling good, you can ask yourself, have I done enough to gain some fitness today? If the answer to that is yes and you're feeling good, it probably is a good time to cool down, because what would be most beneficial would be to repeat it the next day. You know, feel that good again the next day, challenge yourself slightly, gain some fitness, shut it down, and then repeat that regularly. On the other hand, if you just are like a kid with your hand in a candy jar and you're feeling great and you're really feeling strong and you just keep going until you poop out, so to speak, then there's a good chance that you're not going to be able to train the next day. You're going to be too tired for it. Or, worse yet, if you subscribe to that on a regular basis, you know, you could get hurt. So you don't want to miss training opportunities. What the heck? That's why, you know, you want to go out and enjoy yourself. So don't enjoy yourself to the, too much on one day and then miss an opportunity to enjoy yourself again the next day or even for a few days following.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So you had also talked about, you know, the whole issue of, you know, lactic acid building up, and sometimes, you know, when people are overtraining, they can sort of get that progressive buildup.
Sure. There have been a lot of studies done on that. And when we train more intensely, we depend upon an energy delivery system that will deliver energy to our muscles so they can do their work at a quick rate. It turns out that what we're doing is we're taking sugar, we're taking glucose, we're lopping it in half, and what we end up with is some energy that we capture in those chemical bonds that we broke. But what we end up with are a couple molecules of lactic acid. Well, the acid will change the pH inside of the muscle fiber. And when we change the pH, we affect the enzymes that are absolutely necessary for the energy delivery to occur at a rate that will support exercise. And what we start doing is we start twisting these enzymes and they don't work properly anymore, so we're really shutting ourselves down. So in the short term, we shut ourselves down. You run hard, for instance, your legs start to feel heavy, you're huffing and you're puffing, if you were to try some fine motor skill at that point, you wouldn't have it because you wouldn't have all the muscle available to you when you wanted it. And in the and then it takes 48 hours for that lactic acid to clear the muscle back to the pre-exercise level. So if we're exercising every day and we're repeating that practice, that acidity or that lactic acid will gradually build up. It turns out that when we become acidotic like that over long periods of time, our tissues are much more vulnerable to become, you know, to injury.
So the tip was, if you do a really intense exercise, wait 48 hours.
Correct. I mean, you could possibly do something that's not intense, that's light and short, on the following day, just kind of as a recovery exercise. But you don't want to just continually pound away with intense exercise day after day, because it'll turn on you and you'll end up missing exercise opportunities.
Yeah, make you more prone to injury.
Exactly.
So let's move on from injury. We got, I don't know, about a minute and a half before our next break, but I want to start the process of covering some tips about hydration, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions about it.
Well, there's been a lot of work done on that too. What they found with marathon runners is the elite marathon runners consume about 16 ounces of water an hour. People who are more middle of the pack, or basically who are just out there for longer periods of time, and they aren't as intensely exercising moment by moment, they can take more water on. So the less intensely that you exercise, the more water you can basically absorb. But as a rule of thumb, 4 to 6 ounces every 15 minutes. So you have to plan for that somehow. If you're a runner, either carrying a water bottle, you see a lot more of that these days, or just choosing a route where you can stop at a drinking fountain or somewhere, get some water as you're out there running.
Mm-hmm.
That's really beneficial. And along with the water, you should really have some electrolytes,
mm-hmm.
some sodium, some chloride, some potassium. And there are a number of products out there. I mean, even things like popular sport drinks will put some electrolytes in them. So it's important to get both the water and the electrolytes to stay well hydrated. I mean, just a slight dehydration of 2 to 3% can decrease performance by up to 10%. So we don't know when we're slightly dehydrated. We have to anticipate our hydration needs, and so we really need to plan ahead and have some way of delivering water while we're out there exercising.
Yeah, and that was one of the important tips that you shared with us when we were all out there with you, you know, about just timing things. And instead of, you know, trying to load up on too much water before heading out for exercise, or loading up on too much water during breaks or after exercise, that whole 4 to 6 ounces every 15 minutes. So getting small amounts of hydration in on small regular intervals helps keep the muscles hydrated, helps keep your body processing that lactic acid, helps keep your performance up in a very, very good gradated way. Because if you take on big boluses of water, right, it becomes difficult for your body and your stomach to absorb it, and it starts to become a problem, like a burden.
Exactly. Yeah. It does. Right. I mean, it's much better to trickle these things in. I was working with an athlete this spring who went to a very hot area and did a long race. And so we had worked out how much water he was going to be drinking an hour. He needed it. And after the race, you know, he was dehydrated. It was a triathlon. He was dehydrated during the run portion. Well, what he was doing was he was riding, you know, 10 to 15 miles at a crack and then stopping and drinking a whole water bottle and then taking off again. I mean, if he had planned to deliver the water while he was exercising, he would have been in a lot better shape and not been as dehydrated.
Yep. So again, a simple tip can make a huge difference in how you feel when you're out there exercising. So we're going to have to take a quick break, which is unfortunate because, Jim, I think we could talk for hours about these topics. When we come back, we're going to be covering some other important topics related around diet and nutrition while you're exercising, whether you're a serious athlete or if you're just starting how to maximize weight loss. We're going to cover some other really important questions around exercise. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNatural.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio at 1500 AM. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I am a naturopathic doctor helping to bring people health and wellness through natural means. You can check me out by going to www.greenhealingnow.com. The show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary located in Bethesda, Maryland. They have been a fixture of health and wellness there for over 40 years, so don't forget to check them out. And also, just remember, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so tune in on your dial, or if you would like, you can stream it live by going to www.federalnewsradio.com. Today, we have been talking to Jim Berkowitz, who is an athletic trainer who's been helping people, marathoners, triathletes, high-level athletes, mid-level athletes, achieve their athletic peak. And he is lucky enough, or we're lucky enough to have him on the phone today sharing with us tips about how to improve your exercise performance if you're already a regular exerciser. Or what I really want to emphasize is if you are not an exerciser and you're interested in getting into an exercise routine, these are the tips that you need to know to motivate you to do it, have the reasons to do it, have a support network to do it, and to make sure that you do it safely and to the maximum amount of your ability. In the last segment, we talked about how to avoid injury when you're getting into an exercise routine or if you're already a regular exerciser. We also talked about, at the very end, some tips on hydration. And what Jim was sharing with us is that one of the most important tips, and this is a great rule of thumb, would you say, Jim, 4 to 6 ounces of water and usually, ideally, some electrolytes every 15 minutes?
That's correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you have a way to carry a water bottle or a water source with you, if you're a runner, you can carry a water bottle. You can use a Camelback. If you're a cyclist, they have the cages. If you're a swimmer, there's got to be some access to good drinking water while you're swimming over at the end of your lane, or some other way to get access to water. If you hydrate this way, you're much more likely to improve your performance, feel better, and not be dehydrated at the end of your exercise regimen, which is becoming even more important considering the heat that's coming with the summer. So is that a good review?
It is.
Okay, absolutely. Great. Okay, so let's talk about now nutrition and exercise stuff, okay? Because there's a lot of misconceptions around nutrition and exercise, and I also want to give people some tips about, you know, how to eat to maximize weight loss, because that's a lot of reason why people are getting involved with exercise.
Basically, we're fueling ourselves in order to exercise. And the primary fuel source during exercise are carbohydrates. We can also use fatty acids. And that's what a lot of people are after. If they're looking to lose weight, they want to lose fat. So they figure, well, I'll burn fatty acids while I'm exercising. We also will use up to 10% of the energy from protein sources. And most times that protein is our own muscle. So carbohydrates are very important. But if people consume too many carbohydrates, anything that we don't store in the liver or store in the muscles where we're going to be using it is going to be stored in the fat cells, and that's something that people don't want to do. So how do we eat carbohydrates and have them end up where we want them to, which is in the muscle and in the liver, and not just enlarging our fat cells that we have? And the best way to do that is right after we exercise, we have about an hour worth of time, the opportunity really, when we consume carbohydrates, they are going to end up much more likely in the muscle and not in the fat cells. After we get past about 4 hours past our exercise period, then it's much more likely that those carbohydrates are just going to end up in fat cells. So if you are eating carbohydrates to fuel your exercise, get most of them right after you exercise. The rest of the day, you can really spare them, you know, and you can get carbohydrates during the rest of the day from fruits and vegetables and feel great. You can lose weight while you're exercising. If you're getting carbohydrates right after you exercise, you're not going to be out there without the fuel that you need to exercise in the way you want to. And that, I think, is the best approach for someone to feel good while exercising and still have the ability to lose weight if that's what one of their goals is.
Yeah, because one of the big misconceptions is around carbo loading, you know, and people think they need to eat a whole bunch of carbs before they exercise and that will somehow improve their performance.
Right, and if people do eat a lot of carbohydrate right before they exercise, when we consume carbohydrates and they get into our bloodstream, we release insulin, and that's going to encourage the muscle and the liver to take the sugars out of the blood, and then we get into a situation where we have a low blood sugar. That's frequently when people are falling asleep at their desk or whatever after lunch. You don't want to be exercising when you feel like that. So it's best not to take carbohydrates right before you exercise. Get your carbohydrates right after you exercise, and then your muscles will have those carbohydrates for your next exercise period, which might be, you know, even the next day.
Gotcha. So let's talk like the average person. You know, they trying to fit exercise into their busy day. Usually people wake up and do it in the morning. You know, they have to get up a little bit earlier because they still got to get themselves together and get out to work. You know, I mean, I talk to people about it. A lot of people don't like to eat necessarily before they exercise, or they don't know what to eat before they exercise, whether it's, you know, going out for a weekend bike ride or run, or the scenario before work. What do you kind of recommend, or, you know, do you have any rules of thumb about, you know, how to eat, what might you eat, how long before you exercise should you eat?
Right. It's best to finish consuming food, like a meal, 3 hours before you exercise. So someone who exercises in the morning is going to have real difficulty getting their breakfast in before they exercise. I'm sure you remember, Kevin, that when we were in Tucson, Our longest and hardest ride, which was about 75 miles and took people about 6 hours, we climbed a mountain. We didn't let anybody eat breakfast.
Yeah, that was the morning of the rolling breakfast, which I was terrified of because I don't do well without breakfast.
And there's not been a single person over the 4 years that we've had multiple camps each year that has had a problem with not having enough energy for that ride. And that's because they had the fuel that they needed while riding with them.
Right, exactly.
But they didn't need to get up early. They didn't need to eat a big meal right before they went out to exercise. They were fine with fueling while they were exercising and then getting their meal when the exercise was done.
Right, and so go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think for the people that are exercising early in the morning, I do every morning, I get about an hour and a half of exercise in right after I wake up, and I don't have my morning meal, and all I have is water, and I don't have my morning meal until I'm done with my exercise, and I just don't find that to be a problem. I think if I ate first, I wouldn't feel very good while I was exercising.
Yep, I would agree with that as well. So, you know, some people, you know, if they are feeling really hungry when they get up, they could maybe do a light shake with like a little bit of small amount of protein powder, or, you know, we're talking about Hammer Nutrition makes some really niche products for fueling while you're exercising, which is what we all use to climb the mountain in Tucson without having to eat breakfast. And that just contains a really good balance of proteins and carbohydrates and fats that are super easily digestible, so you can consume them while exercising without overloading your system. Because if you try and, you know, eat turkey sandwich while you're, you know, putting forth that much exercise and effort, it's going to just sit in your stomach like a big bomb and, you know, really make
right.
you not feel so good.
And there's other problems that arise from that, too, because if the stomach is not emptying, and that's what will happen if you put too many calories in it, and, you know, from a concentration standpoint, it'll just fill your stomach, but it won't get into your small intestine. The stomach won't empty, and you're going to absorb through the small intestine. So what you end up with is this full stomach, and you're not getting any water either. So not only are you not getting the calories that you're intending to get, but you're not getting the water that you need so that you don't get dehydrated. And you run into multiple problems that way. Besides the fact, not only does your performance drop, but you just feel bad. I mean,
yep.
Your stomach can cramp.
Yep.
And so everything starts going the wrong way.
Yep. All right. Well, Jim, that was just awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all that information. Unfortunately, we're just about running out of time, so we're going to have to say goodbye.
Well, it was great being on the show, and I love talking about this stuff. It was great talking with you again, Kevin.
Yeah, listen, and if someone wants to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
They can go to – I have a website. It's www.endurancepermance.com. So endurancepermance.com. I have contact information there. And, I would be happy to speak with anyone if they had questions about what we've talked about or other things relating to exercise.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care.
Okay. Bye now.
And for everyone else, if you didn't catch that, you can feel free to email me at drpassero@gmail.com, drpassero@gmail.com if you want Jim's contact information. Also, don't forget to email me in your questions. I know I didn't get to them today, but there was just too much good information to get to with Jim on the phone. So I promise my next show I will get to your emails and we'll be answering those. So listen up, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Essentials of Healthy Living. I have been your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. I will be back in 2 weeks for another great show. Dana Lake will be back next week. So thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all soon.
That a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.